teaching, but it's not necessarily a meeting. We are having a discussion. A discussion with the provincial managers. How are they actually dealing with this issue of service delivery in relation to home affairs? How are they actually relating to this fact that home affairs is migrated to a security class? Are they also adjusting appropriately? And are they also adjusting in terms of the level of consciousness? What is it that they are dealing about? And we are going to speak to Northern Cape. I think Northern Cape, we have been there. We try to make some noises there. And then we want to hear the provincial manager whether they heard us when we were with them. And things are still exactly the same as if we have a discussion so that we can stop visiting them if they ignore us. And then we will hear from the Eastern Cape as well. We try to make a lot of noise with them the previous week. And then we want to hear whether they've heard us or whether they're ignoring us. And then we can stay here and sit down and forget about them, if that is the case. And then the Western Cape, also then we will be hearing from them. And it's our regular, in a special uniform, of course, from the only province that is not in the fold of the African National Congress. Yes, and then we'll also hear from them. And then only after we have had all of the members, then we'll throw questions of clarity, questions of motion, questions of answering, whatever question that you want to answer, to ask them. And I'll repeat what I used to say to them. We are the only people here that can speak to the minister. If we know your problems, we are the only people that can speak to the president. We are the people that can speak to all other organs of society in the area that affect your business. Can us follow you in protocol? No, we don't follow protocol. We crisscross as long as our crisscrossing hold the potential to resolve the service delivery issue. Then we just crisscross. You are unfortunate as provincial manager because you have to follow some sort of a protocol line or whatever. You can't jump across. You can't do that. Otherwise, you'll be out of work very soon. But to us, that does not apply. So therefore, if we know your problems, we have got the capacity to fast track for those problems to have to receive some sort of attention and resolution. And I think, honorable members, that is what we are here today to do. And but just before we start with that, we, in the past few weeks, I think that there has been a constitutional ruling, constitutional court ruling, in relation to the Immigration Act, where two paragraphs or sections have been declared invalid, provided, the invalidity suspended for 24 months, provided Parliament to correct this particular matter. And that particular ruling, I think, honorable members, has brought a little bit of strain, because it's one of the order is that the department has to take almost everybody else that is in jail now or at Lindela or wherever within 48 hours to court, then they can't put people for more than 48 hours without taking them to court, even in respect of the foreign nationals. And that is bringing some heavy cost to the department to fast track as well. I think a strain on human resources as well to facilitate all those particular movements of these persons to court of laws and whatever. I think we just need to do that, but on one side, I think we have got two possibilities, is that the minister will inform us whether then she will initiate the correction of that specific act, or if there are no any other issues to be attached to it, and then whether it can be done through the committee bill, then which may be the fastest. So we will inform you in future, honorable members, how these things is actually going to unfold. But we have got a job to correct the Immigration Act in terms of the Constitutional Court ruling. All what makes me to inform you now is just to know the burden that the department has faced. All those many undocumented, illegal, whatever that were in our custody had to be taken to court within 48 hours, which means a lot of human resources needs to be made available to facilitate those kind of things. Now, the delegations that we are having today from the Department of Home Affairs, we have got the Minister, Professor Mkhize, is here. We have got the DDG, Institutional Training and Support, Tulane Mavuso, is here. Then we have got the PLO to the Minister, Mpuni Adala, is supposed to be around here. Muzin Jogon then is here now. He has replaced Samuel Madiwan. Now he's part of us. Yes, and then we've got Lubuyo Lupondwa. Yes, and David Kalane is here. Then from Northern Cape, we have got Abednego Mbula, the provincial manager. I think he can stand up on his head. On his desk, yeah. Thank you very much. And then from Eastern Cape, and then we have got Inge Mabulu, the provincial manager. He can also raise his left hand. He raised the right hand. Fine. That is him. And then I'm sure he's with Nunu. Nunu. It has been spelled correctly. Okay. You know, it's our computer says Parliament sometimes misspells people's surnames. Then Western Cape, we have got Yusuf Simon, provincial manager. You can't meet him with the uniform. Then you have got Father Berg, the acting director of finance and support. Then we have got Mr. Mkhele, is acting DMO Cape Metro. Hey, it's a lot of acting. Hollywood is just about to come to Cape Town. Then we have got Umzimas. I don't know how I'm going to pronounce this. Can you help me with the pronunciation? Oh, Kavendi. Okay. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, he's also the acting deputy director. We are actor now. Then, honorable members from the committee, we have a challenge of honorable S.J. Nkomo has apologized. Then it looks like honorable Mnisi also has apologized. Honorable Gumeda, I think, is on the ad hoc committee for political funding. That is where he is there. He's trying to see that we have got money going to 2019. And then welcome and see you, honorable workers, and just walk in, probably as. Because I'm not aware of an apology for Hussein. Have you taken over?
No. He's running late.
Oh, Hussein is running late.
He's standing in for
you. Okay. Okay, thank you very much. And I think we appreciate the interest of the chief whip's office of the main opposition party. Last time, I'm sure we had John. Yes, and then make a lot of contribution. And we hope that the Honorable Walters, for that short time that you'll be with us, if ever you leave in, that you would have gained some sort of value from your presence. I think then we should also welcome those that we may not have introduced. I think those that have interest in the work that we do, in the form of journalist, media, and we hope that people will get the correct info that would get out of this particular meeting. So thank you very much. Without much ado, and then we will start with the Northern Cape. Probably they may need to be released a lot more earlier because they far from where things happen. And then they need to be complete a little bit earlier so that then they can go. Honorable Mkhalipi.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to get clarity on two issues before we start the presentation of Northern Cape. Chair, the last time we met as a committee before the recess, you remember very well that we were taking that issue of state capture. And on two occasions, the minister was not available before the committee and the minister of finance. So if you can get from you, Chair, which way, I will go to proceed with such matters. Because now we are on the recommendation of all committees according to the program. In order for the committee to be on the same page, to understand that you still have unfinished business regarding the state capture, it is supposed to be continued in the committee. The second matter, Chair, I just want to get a clarity. I alluded to the fact that the pending matter regarding the constitutional court judgment on 48 hours, I didn't hear correctly what you were saying about it. You said it's not going to be discussed today, but you just wanted to talk about it. So I just want to get clarity. Are we going to be informed today by the minister, or is it going to be a reshuffle for another day? The one that you touched on earlier on.
Okay. Okay. Honorable members, oh, you want to answer and proceed?
No, Chair, I'm not going to answer anybody. Good morning, members and Minister. Chairperson, I think maybe I'm talking under correction. I think you should have received a letter from the House Chairperson about the invitation on the allegation of the court case. So I don't know, because I've got a copy that was sent on the 20th of June. Now you are very quiet on that one. And secondly, you say you wanted evidence of what is we have to investigate. If you allow me, I've got evidence in front of me or that I have. I know you asked from the EFF. Now I've brought it in at the EFF. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. And what a bombardment. on the first week. Honorable members, I think what we need to be knowing is that the committee has got a program for each and every time that is submitted to the chair, the house chair for committees. And then we actually do our work in terms of that particular program. And then the house chair has actually asked us to do something in relation to the emails or whatever. And then we have to organize special meetings in between. When those meetings have been organized, honorable members will be informed for that particular day to deal with that specific matter. we're not going to cancel the work of the committee, because some of the things that we are doing, they are actually have to be done on a monthly basis. They have to be done on the monthly basis. So when we have organized the meeting for us to take forward the issue or that we have been dealing with last time on state capture, then you are going to be informed accordingly. And then we come for that meeting and then come in for that specific item and deal with it. And then now is the issue that I was raising in relation to Constitutional Court, Honorable Mkhalid. I thought that I made it very clear, but I'll repeat it. I am just informing honorable members of that court ruling and also its impact to the department, because from the date of that court ruling, all those that were in custody were supposed to be taken to court within 48 hours, which was a bang to the department, probably. And then there are only two things that has to happen. Issues that we have to correct that particular clauses in accordance with what the Constitutional Court has said. And then the minister will inform us if she's going to initiate the process of correcting that. We've got 24 months or so. Probably by now, I think it may be 23 and a half or whatever, 22 months or whatever that's left. And then there is no emergency because the order has actually said that those that are in custody, they have to actually get it to court. And then people must not be locked up for more than 48 hours. And it's already in place, and we just need to correct the act. And if she wants to initiate it from the cabinet, then she will inform us. If she wants us to help in terms of a committee bill, then we will do so. We're just correcting the act. But in practice, it has been corrected already by the Constitutional Court. So therefore, there is no real problem on that specific side. And then the question that is raised by Figland in relation to the EFF, what we have said is that there is a letter which, according to the department, seems to be a falsified letter of the department. But the department has indicated that the letter that they know is not the same as that one. And for us to actually make any progress of investigating that falsified letter, is those that are having that letter to actually assist us to do it. To say this letter, we got it from this particular person, and then we can follow it back until to its origin and find exactly where the changes have been made. Unless that is done by the people that are actually having the letter in their hands, then it is very difficult to actually investigate it. Then, Honorable Sauber, there is that meeting said, no, Chairperson, for now, we as EFF accept the letter of the department as the correct letter, and then this one, then we will come back to the other information on it. I thought I'm representing you correctly. You can correct me if that's what we have. And then in other words is that letter for now doesn't exist. That one from the email. It would come up again if the EFF then says that no, this letter is alive, and then we are still behind it, and then that this is correct. Yes. So that is what we are saying. That's what we are saying at the moment, is that we would await and then until when the EFF then indicates otherwise. And if you are actually acting on behalf of the EFF is another thing. But if it was possible for us to actually come and do that in that specific meeting that we're talking about, let us not confuse it with anything else. That's what that is the request I've made. That we'll organize that meeting, the follow-up meeting. It was made very clear that that was not the last meeting. It was made very clear to everybody. There isn't supposed to be any confusion that there's no another meeting that will be organized. It will be organized.
I don't have a mic.
I would borrow you the mic.
Chair, actually, I'm going to speak under correction. I'm trying to say we have got evidence of the leaked emails that I would like to distribute to all members, which this will help us going forward, if you allow me to do that. Thank you, Chair.
I thought I was clear that let's wait for the meeting that's organized for this business and then we do these things in that particular meeting. Because once you give this, then you must talk to them. You must talk to them. And today this meeting is not organized for that. Mike, and then Kana will follow, and then Shoko will follow.
Chair, thank you, and thank you for the welcome. As I say, I'm standing in for Honourable Hussein, who's delayed coming in from Durban, but I am alternate on the committee now, so you'll be seeing more of me. Chair, just in connection with the letter from Honourable Prodick, the House Chairperson of Committee, is now 2 months old. He states in his letter that several committees have to urgently, and I stress the word urgently, probe state capture allegations, right? And you and Home Affairs was cited by him as one of the committees that urgently had to deal with the matter.
Yeah.
Right? Now, we raised this matter at Chief Whip's forum with him with regards to how urgent is urgent and what resources will be given to the committee. He assured all parties, and you can ask him yourself if you like, that this would be the priority of each committee to deal with the state capture issue. As you may recall, Chair, the DA wanted an ad hoc committee to be set up to probe state capture in its entirety. And the majority on Chief Whips felt that each committee should deal with their own aspects. So you have an obligation to urgently probe all state capture allegations as far as Home Affairs is concerned. And one being is the fast tracking of the citizenship of the Guptas in particular. Now, Honourable Finnegan has given you, I said he's got documentation here, which you'd like to hand out to everybody. You said you can do that later when we have this meeting, but the fact of the matter is members need time to peruse this and study this documentation before that meeting. So it would be wise if you did actually hand that out today. And if you look at rules 158 of the rule book, it says here that the chairperson has certain powers, right? Now you yourself can request any person to come before this committee to make oral representation to the committee. And that includes ministers, i.e. the current Minister of Finance, who was the Minister of Home Affairs, who awarded the Guptas their citizenship against the advice of the Director General of Home Affairs at the time. And you can initiate any steps or decisions necessary for the committee to perform its function.
Can I just intervene, Mike?
Yeah.
Can I just intervene, Honourable Walter? I thought that you were just going to say whatever you want to say in relation to advice and so on. But in between, you are slipping in comments that are erroneous and misleading and all sorts of things. You are slipping in certain things in that are your views and which are very wrong. And then we have gone through this exercise in the previous meeting. Honorable Skien Hilden has said all the things that you are trying to say now.
So we'd like to
and now, and now, instead of just saying what you want to say, but then you're seeking an opportunity to stick in certain things that will start raising questions here that we need to do, then we need to argue with you and debate with you. It's wrong. But we know. We know. We have got a program of the committee. We are actually planning meetings that actually seek to address what Honorable Frolic has said that we should do. And therefore, urgent is urgent, and the urgent may have a different interpretation from your side. But we're running the committee. We're planning the meetings of the committee. The urgent from Honorable Frolic doesn't mean that we have to stop everything that the committee is supposed to do and start chasing that specific item.
Actually,
it doesn't mean that.
It does, Chief, with all due respect.
Unfortunately.
That's an undertaking, Honorable Frolic.
No. We don't need to argue about this.
No, that's the undertaking given by Honorable Frolic.
Thank you very much.
And if I may finish quickly,
yes.
The fact is my views are my views. And you can't say they're wrong or right. I can't say your views are wrong or right. Until we have this meeting that proves otherwise.
Honorable
and I maintain that the minister gave the Gupta
Honorable
actual meeting, then we can discuss all the evidence in front of us.
Honorable Watson. Please, we don't need to get into that particular debate. We don't need to get into that particular debate.
Okay.
I've spoken to the issue of Honorable Friedman. We'll organize the meeting. In that particular meeting, then we'll distribute whatever piece of paper that he wants to distribute, and then we'll deal with those papers.
So can we set a date now for that meeting?
No.
Why not?
There are a lot of things that informs a date that has to be set.
Well,
it's not just a question that of people just set a date. Honorable Raputi. Honorable Raputi.
Yeah, I'm sorry to take that then. I think we got the schedule of the meeting, we got the agenda of the meeting. And you are not even disputing the fact that you are still going to engage on issues that have been raised in this community. But I'm requesting that whatever that is before us today, if we can proceed with us, because we are not disputing. And now there are some evidence which we have not been seen. So I think it's unfair on our side, and I think really it's too opportunistic. Can we really go on the business of today? Because you are not disputing, we never dispute that whatever that was really was said is an allegation whatsoever. We are still going to come in this committee. But for the sake of progress, can we go to the agenda of what we are here for? And we are not saying that we are not going to be able to come with the date, and we cannot be pushed. Please, can we be sober, all of us, and then so that we can be able to take what is before us today. Okay. Thank you.
That's my feeling, Honorable Kekan.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to come with a proposal on how to deal with this matter. As we've got visitors today, we will proceed with them. But Chair, the Chairperson of the House, Honorable Frohman, requested that we investigate this email. We must not sound as if agency is denying that.
Yes.
We must create agent. You can't interpret agent in another way. There's one dictionary that will tell you what is agent. So agent is an agent matter. I propose that the next meeting we must proceed with the naturalization of Bhutan, because this thing is doing damage to us as a UK. And doing this, it seems as maybe we are trying to dodge this matter. They knew when they read the letter that all the communities have a problem of the chair. They knew very well. So that's why they said treat this matter urgently. So Chairperson, my humble request to you, my leader, is to say that let's agree that this matter, since the minister is available and the Minister of Finance should be also invited, and deal with these things once and for all, so that we cannot have anything that paint us with a black paint as ANC. I thank you.
Yeah. Honorable Sophie.
Yes, Chair, you keep on changing my saying as you said, I'm honorable Khalidi, now I'm honorable Khalidi. You can get more to
but both surnames have been informed by you. I never knew anything.
I'm Khalidi.
Yeah.
Chair, no, I think, Chair, this matter is very, very clear. And Chair, please, don't be a stumbling block. That's the chair of the committee. We must chair this meeting amicably, because we as members of the committee, empowered by the rules of the committee, that we must talk on behalf of the constituents that we are representing. Chair, it can't be correct that the last meeting that we had, it was about the House Chair letter instructing all the departments who have state capture that need to be investigated by their committee. And if you remember very well, Chair, two ministers were not available. So now, when we come from the reserve, then we are just continuing as business as usual. And then when we raise this matter amicably, and we are not even fighting, Chair, we are saying, before we proceed with the business of the day, which is the presentation from the three provinces, we don't dispute that. We know that you came for that presentation that needs to take place. But you are saying, Chair, let us remind you that there is that outstanding matter. And when you're replying to us, you are telling us that the date will be set. That is not enough, Chair. We are the committee members. We must come here to say when is the meeting will take place. As Honorable Waters is saying, all members of the committee are here. So it should not be difficult to send a date to continue with the business, as Honorable Frolic have instructed the Committee of Home Affairs to do this business. Chair, it must come to an end, this thing now. That you want to bully us as committee members, and we must feel small all the time when we are here in this committee. We are equal, Chair. We are sent here to do our work, Chair, and don't stop us to do our work. So, Chair, I'm proposing that let us have a date of continuing with the business as we agreed, as we are expected by the committee and by Parliament of South Africa to do our work. The state capture, we must continue with this business, Chair. Please, I'm appealing to you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Honorable members, we have said the last meeting that we had, it was not the last meeting. It was very clear to everybody. And now you wanted to send a message that seeks to say that there is confusion, and then there is an emergency. Things have to stop. We have to actually chase emails. You are not right. Allow us to plan the work of the committee in accordance with what it's supposed to do, and then we'll communicate the day when we come and further that specific issue. That relates to what Honorable Shirley said. Today we have called provincial managers here to come and do specific work. Let us not confuse that work with what you may be having sort of interest in the Gupta leaks or whatever. But be disciplined enough to actually wait for the date that will be discussing that. Don't try and shift the work that we have and then try and replace it with something else that you wanted to force, that you must do it now when we have not planned to do it today. Don't. We have to speak to the Minister of speak to the Minister of Finance, establish their availability, organize the date so that they are here, so that you are able to speak to them. It's not a question that you just pop in today, and then because you are here today, then you want a particular item to be discussed. That can happen. That can happen. I'm the chair of this committee. It can happen. It wants to be things that way. And again, that the letter that the Honorable Frodig has written has sent it to me. I've seen it. I don't think that I necessarily need to be assisted to interpret that letter. Because that letter has been sent to me, and I've gone even to a meeting where Honorable Frodig has spoken to us on those on the content of that of that letter. What is it that he wants us to do? Okay. We are not discussing state capture today. We are receiving reports from provincial managers. The date of that particular meeting or follow-up of that meeting of the leak will be communicated to honorable members for that particular date for us to come and do that.
Okay.
It's not going to happen today. It won't happen today. It's not going to happen today. That is what must be very clear. Honorable Walter.
I don't think anybody wants to discuss it today. Mm-hmm. I think what people want is a date fixed today.
That's
two different things. But if I may, Honorable Kakana, if I heard him correctly, suggested that we deal with it next week, given that it's urgent.
I don't know. I said.
So if that doesn't speak.
I don't know.
Well,
we don't need to repeat. We don't need to repeat things that we have said.
There's a proposal on the floor, and I'd like to second it. There's a proposal on the floor, and I'd like to second it, Chair, if I may. And when I've served on committees,
I've not asked for a proposal.
When?
So I've not asked for a proposal. There is no proposal that is on the table.
I've
not
the floor. May I speak?
Okay.
All right.
No. But don't speak about the proposal because I've not asked for
a proposal.
There is no proposal on the table.
There was, and I'm seconding it.
No, I'm saying there's no proposal.
But the fact
on
the table. Chairman, I've served on committees.
Please.
Members of the committee
were honorable
consulted water. About that.
Honorable Water.
They weren't dictated to.
Honorable Water.
I've got the floor, Chair. You gave me the floor.
No. Honorable Water, I'm withdrawing that. I'm withdrawing that.
I'm saying to you. So how do we make the meeting next week and we decide right now, or we set another day? But when I was on portfolio committees before I became deputy chief whip, the culture in those meetings were, and you were with me on some of those committees, Chair, many years ago, was that we, as committee members, decide collectively on the date, not be informed or dictated to by the chairperson. And I think that culture needs to change, and that's what's happening in this committee, quite frankly. You need to put your foot down as members of this committee. So I would like to propose that next Tuesday, we call the Minister of Home Affairs, who's here, and you subpoena the Minister of Finance if he doesn't want to come, because that's your power, sir, to do that. And you have a meeting to discuss state capture next week. And I'm seconding the proposal, and I'd like to have supporters, please. Thank you.
Unfortunately, there is no proposal on the table. There is a proposal. Honorable members. I've never asked for a proposal. There is no proposal on the table. There is no proposal to be seconded. And I've said to honorable members, we will communicate to honorable members when information is available on what we need to be doing. Okay? And then honorable members, please, we have called provincial managers today.
Don't worry about them, we know.
And then
the decision, but you want to finish this
No, we have called provincial managers today to receive reports from them. We have not convened any meeting today to talk about state capture or anything about state capture or leaks or Gupta leaks.
Yes.
Therefore, I will plead with honourable members to be patient enough, and allow this meeting today to continue, and then we'll deal with any other thing then when the time comes for what we have to deal with. Okay?
Yes.
And then now, honourable sir. Honorable Sok. No. I'm not saying that my feet. And I would ask the hands to go down.
No,
you can't say. Yes.
You want to
speak? Speak, but there is no proposal on the table.
Must be very clear.
Let me speak, Chair.
Yes.
Let me speak, Chair.
Yes.
You see, this matter is very simple and easy. And you, as the chair, your role is to chair this meeting and not to dictate to us. I'm saying let us next week follow this matter of state capture. As we have been instructed by the parliament, please respect to those who are above you, who will respect you. It's one thing that should happen. Everywhere where we go, they are saying that ANC is captured. And we are not captured. So we must prove everybody that we are not captured. I propose that next week, Tuesday, let us continue with this matter. The minister is here, and you will approve that one. It's not a matter of requesting them to come or pleading for them. If they don't want to come, then you approve them.
Honorable Kekan. Honorable Kekan. Please, understand that next week, Tuesday, we do have a meeting of the committee. Stop discussing state capture. You understand? We've got a program for this committee. When you have to organize a meeting in between, there are a few things that has to happen. That we must identify dates, and then we must communicate to you. And we also have to ask you to find your availability. You don't need to say the work of the committee that is supposed to be done next week, Tuesday, then must be stopped because you wanted to discuss state health. No.
The message is
urgent. That's what I'm saying. Yes, everybody knows what urgent means.
No, maybe we need to just...
You see, so now that's what I'm saying. Why don't we just simply say...
Why can't we just blow it and assist us?
You'll be informed. On the date of the meeting,
don't sit up if you are
okay,
we are members of committee, and we are our chair. So I respect that public question.
Fine. Honorable Sultan.
Yes. Please, give him water, Secretary. He needs some water, yeah. Please, relax. You gave me a platform, let me speak. Thank you. Chair, I'm saying... There's no need for us to fight about this issue, Chair. As members of the committee, Chair, please don't disturb me while I'm on the podium.
I'm not disturbing you.
Yeah, don't
talk about it. I'm not agreeing with you that there's no need of fighting.
But I'm not fighting. I'm speaking. So why are you disturbing me, Chair?
Proceed.
Yeah, I'm saying, Chair, with a due respect, let us agree with the date. So now, must I stop speaking? But why are you sweating when we talk about the state capture?
I'm not sweating.
Putin. But you gave me the platform.
Yes.
So you must allow me to speak.
Don't
entertain people that you have not appointed to speak. You must know how to chair the meeting. I thought you have a good experience of chairing the meeting. It's even embarrassing that you are fighting with your own ANC members in the portfolio committee because we are a stumbling block to this matter. You are even undermining the instruction of the House Chair to say this matter must be treated very urgent. But as a committee members, we are putting a proposal to you. Let us have a date. We agreed today we have another agenda in front of us. But you are saying to you, you can't just downplay this issue anymore. Because we have started about the process, and even in the in those meetings, one of the committee members, if I can quote her, she's here, Mama, this committee member here, Mam Tambuza, she even said on the day, when other members said, we don't have time, when the minister was there to NCOP, she even said on the day, we have all empty time as members of the committee. So, Chair, don't tell us that you have a problem in front of us, even next week. You can even suggest another date, even if it's not on Tuesday. But what you are saying to you, Chair, we want a date as soon as possible to deal with this matter. Don't downplay it. Don't tell us that you are going to wait for you, because we are the committee members. We have a right to say we want to talk about this issue. Now, Chair. Now, Chair. If you want to suppress us, we are not going to cooperate with you in this committee. Because we have a tendency of pulling this committee. And it's high time for committee members to speak now. We have been respecting you for some time, quite some time, but it can be. I'm not here as your invitation as the chair of the committee. I'm here because I'm elected by people of South Africa to be here. So don't treat us as kids here, Chair. I'm appealing to you. We have been trying to understand you. But now, don't play us, Chair. Enough is enough. We want a date. We are suggesting that next week. You are saying no, next week it can't be because we have a program, so suggest another day, but it must be next week. Chair, I'm still speaking, you gave me a platform.
Yeah, but you don't put words in my mouth.
But don't say no,
that
no one is speaking, Chair. I'm saying
Honorable Kekane, Chair,
have proposed that let us have a meeting next week. And you are fighting to say there's no proposal. He proposed to say next week. And you are supporting him to say, yes, let us have this matter to come on the table next week. The minister is here. The Minister of Home Affairs is here. And on that day, we wanted the minister to come and answer some of the things about the state capture. And we want the Minister of Finance to come and answer, Chair. And it's not even the proposal of the committee alone. It's an instruction from your house, Chair. That's why Honorable Kekane is saying, if you don't want to have this meeting, let us ask for it to come before the committee. Because it seems as if we are standing blocked with this capture. We don't know if you are a capture for yourself as well. Thank you.
Honorable Hussein, welcome.
Good morning, Chief.
Into a in-depth meeting.
I'm becoming very worried because at this rate, I'm concerned that there's probably be a motion of no confidence in you if you continue. It's very unusual to see you.
You can put it there, you can put it in.
No, switch your mic off there.
You can put it in.
No, you must not. You, when you speak, Che, we all respect you when we listen to you.
Yes.
So you must learn to do the same thing. Otherwise, you're going to force us to do the same thing to you when you are chairing the meeting. And then you're going to degenerate this entire committee. We're never going to work together properly. So I'm appealing to you to please behave in a way that it's befitting your position as the chair. We all have a role to play here. You can't just decide as and when what kind of work that we must do. That's wrong. This issue, Chair, is not the first time. This is not a proposal that even should be on the table. This is a decision that we agreed to on the 20th of June. And I'll read it to you. It says very clearly, the members were not happy that the Home Affairs could not brief the committee. They pointed out that the right person to brief the committee was the former Minister of Home Affairs along with the Deputy Minister. All members agreed that they should be summoned. That was the decision we took already. But you are deliberately delaying that process. And every member here has a right to get feedback from you on what is the status of implementing that decision that we already took. Now you are coming with a story about you will decide on which date we will deal with this. That can't be right. And so, Chair, I'm going back to the meeting of the 20th of June where we already took the decision to summon the former Minister of Home Affairs. And I'm asking you to give this committee feedback on what is the status of that decision. You are supposed to implement that decision. I'd really like to get your response on that.
Honorable members,
I see the ones you indicate to yourself. Still want to indicate to yourself. That our last meeting when we dealt with this particular thing, we made it very clear that it is not the last meeting. And I'm indicating today that today we have convened a meeting where we have invited provincial managers. Next week as well, we've got an item of the committee that is dealing with the work of the committee. We have to organize another day other than next week, Tuesday. We have to organize another day other than Tuesday to deal with that. You need to determine the availability of yourself, availability of the people that you want to invite or to that particular meeting and have that particular day. You all know yourself that you are participating in other committees that sit on Wednesday. You all know what happens on Thursday from morning. You all know. Now I say to yourself and say, we will organize that meeting and will inform you on that particular day, and then you agree on that particular day or you agree on another day. Then you do so. But we have to do particular things so that we arrive on that day, because it is not the day of this particular committee. It's not the day of this committee. It will be another day that the other committees are expected to see. And then we have to actually organize that particular day. It may be next week, yes. We can do it next week, because you have got a Monday, you have got a Wednesday, you have got a Thursday, you have got a Friday. Next week. But there are a few things that has to be done. It's not a matter that you just stand up here then and say, let's meet on Wednesday. There are people that attend other committees on Wednesday. You can't just say Thursday. In the morning you wake up and you go to your caucuses everywhere. All of you. You can't just say Monday. People will tell you that, no, we are coming on Monday. You can't call a meeting on Monday. And we have been organizing these meetings for this committee to do well. Many times we have organized even special meetings dealing with other reports of the legislations and all that. We never had this kind of challenge that is arising today. I don't know that we want to grandstand about this theme of league. We want to be seen as champions or whatever. We just need to be doing our work as members of parliament and do it legally as contains the constitution and all the laws. There's no need for anybody else that wants to grandstand. Honorable Frolic has given the letter to us as chairperson to make sure that this committee does this particular way and report back to him. And that is what we are trying to do and what we are going to do, because we have to report back. Why are we creating a furore as if there is a hurdle somewhere else where we want to go and win? We want to go and show that we are pushed. There's no need of pushing anybody. There's no need. The instruction from the House Chair is very clear, and everybody knows, and everybody is doing the way. We have done so, and then I've said that that's not the last meeting. We are going to organize another meeting. But it is completely out of order that we want to hijack a meeting that has been organized for something else. Then we want to hijack it and take it over, because you have been elected by the public, as if some of us, we are not elected to represent the public. All of us have been elected to represent the public. I'm the member of the African National Congress. Okay. Just like any other person that's a member of the African National Congress. We exactly feel exactly the same thing. I'm the citizen of South Africa over and above being a member of the African National Congress. We feel exactly the same thing about the Gupta leaks and all that. But we can't create a situation that looks like there are other people that feel more pain than others or feel more worried than others. It can't be. It can't be. It can't be. And again, that even if we are also equal members of parliament, but we can all lead the work of the committee. We can all lead the work of the committee. There are people that have been mandated to do so. There are people that are mandated to do so. The parliament has appointed this man as a secretary for his committee. It can't be everybody else to be the secretary of the committee. You know that it's equal to other secretaries. I'm equal to all other chairpersons. But I'm the chairperson of this committee. Another chairperson can come and chair this committee or lead this committee while I'm here. Don't create an emergency that doesn't exist. We have got work that has been mandated to us to do. Don't create an emergency. Honorable Waters.
Chair, just two things quickly. The first thing is no one's creating an emergency except, I think, for you for delaying the meeting to deal with state capture. But Honorable Wilson asked a specific question about the decision that was taken by the full committee on the 20th of June with regards to subpoenaing the former Minister of Home Affairs, the current Minister of Finance, to come before committee. And in subpoenaing, and when you do subpoena somebody, you would obviously have to give them a date in which to do so. Now, I take it from your reply that you haven't fulfilled that particular decision of this committee. It's been ignored for 2 months. Am I correct, sir? Am I correct you ignored that decision of the committee?
You are not correct.
So can you please then inform the committee what you've done about that decision, about subpoenaing the Minister of Finance to come before this committee?
Honourable members, meeting of today is organised to receive reports from provincial managers, not to deal about state church or about leaks.
But that doesn't stop
you
from
thank you very much.
The committee. Chair,
thank you very much.
A question has been asked. Can you just answer the question?
No, thank you very much. No, thank you very
so
much.
So take it you've done nothing.
That's exactly why I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying is, why do you want to usurp the meeting that has been convened for a specific issue? Then you want us to do something else. That's what I'm pleading. I'm saying we organize a meeting. We come to that particular meeting, and then we have all these papers that you want to dish out. Then you dish out, and then people open. You brief them on what is inside there, and people hand you them. And those questions that you want to ask about the leaks or whatever, and then they'll get answered. Okay. But I want to. All what I'm saying is, let us not discuss state capture or whatever today. We convene the meeting for the provincial managers that we have invited. And then we need to respect them and give them the opportunity because we call them to do so, and then they finish, they go. If you want to fight, you can fight after the meeting when they're gone. But if we are going to try and flex muscles, then to show them that you are having powers, you can change things, it is unfortunate. It is not good manners at all. When we invite people, we invite people for something else. Let us stick to that particular agenda item. We don't, on this agenda here, there's nothing that talks to state capture. There's nothing. There's nothing that talks to state capture. And hence, I would ask members to hold on their questions relating to state capture or whatever. Hold to yourself. Because today we are just simply receiving the reports from the provincial manager. Can we please try and make progress on this particular matter? It's not discussing things that they are not on our agenda item and they are not on the Z list that has been out. Everybody knows now today what Home Affairs is going to deal with. Everybody in the country that have access to the Z list, they know what we are about to do. They don't expect this kind of thing that we are trying to do. Honorable Rapuis.
Chairperson, and I think I still remember on that day, we said that when you call that meeting, we want documents so that we can be able to, that, like the way we are doing today, so that we can be able to engage with those documents. And I think it would be proper that if we can get the minutes of the date in question, and it looks like Hussein is the one who got the minutes. However, Chairperson, I'm still saying that you are not denying the issue that you called that meeting as requested by Honorable Frolic. And today, let's do the business of today. We are not refusing. You are not refusing that we must have that meeting. That is number one. And number two, to be finished with the minutes. And we must get the documents that we are going to be able to engage with about that state capture. However, let's do the business of today. I thank you. And I don't know whether Hussein, where does he get the minutes from? And where is he reading the resolution of that meeting from? I think really somewhere, somehow, I cannot really understand what is actually what is happening here. But for the sake of progress and even the people who came here, who have prepared, let when we get that, we go to that meeting, it should be having proper preparation as we have done today. I thank you. We have wasted 1 hour, 30 minutes. Yes, people will say that they are here to come and talk, but somehow it's like bullying. I thank you.
I would like to propose that we proceed to today's meeting, Honorable Member. I would like to say to yourself that let's proceed with today's meeting and call the minutes that you actually introduce the people. Honorable members. Honorable member, I would like us to proceed with the meeting and the meeting. To allow the meeting to continue and receive reports from the provincial managers as planned.
Yes, we will.
I would like now to actually call on the Minister of Home Affairs to actually introduce whatever she wants to introduce before we go to the go to the provincial manager of Northern Cape. That is what I want to do now. We can't speak endlessly. We can't speak endlessly on a thing that is very clear. And we just keep on speaking on it. We can't do that. We are grown-ups. We are grown-ups. And then when somebody explains, when we speak, then certain things should make sense. You have been speaking, all of you, being three there. You have been speaking. I'm sure now you want to speak for the fourth or the fifth time, each of you. And speaking on exactly the same matter. Then now I'm saying, you have spoken, then can we proceed with the work of today? And then I'm calling upon the Minister of Home Affairs to actually start the meeting so that we are able to proceed and move forward.
Chair, before you do that, may I please...
Honorable Hussein, I've not given you the platform.
I understand, but you don't know.
I'm requesting the minister to actually
check out. I asked you a question earlier. You have still not given me an answer.
I asked you a very clear question. We took a decision here in this portfolio committee.
It is a question about the state catch up saying.
I want to make a suggestion. Chairperson, just listen for 1 moment. All of us want to make progress. And we respect that there are items on the agenda. None of us are saying that we don't want to proceed.
Honorable Hussein.
All we are saying
Honorable
is that
Hussein.
Can we deal with the
Honorable
issue
Hussein.
And the decision that we took previously
Honorable Hussein.
That next week Tuesday
Honorable
that
Hussein.
You will summon the former minister to be
Honorable
here so we can
Hussein.
Deal with that issue.
Honorable Hussein. Honorable Hussein. Please allow this meeting to continue with the work that is in the...
Chair, with respect, it's you who is not allowing it to proceed. It's you. It's not us. All we are asking for you to
but
do
how
is
you
to dispose of that one item,
the
and then we can proceed.
You're speaking when I've not allowed you to speak.
Okay.
And now I've called the minister to start the process that we are here today.
Chair?
Then without any permission of anybody, you are refusing the minister to speak.
It will take 5 minutes to resolve this issue.
Yeah.
If we can agree that next week we implement the decision that we took on the 20th of June,
no.
Then we proceed. Because it's you who's holding the meeting behind. You refuse to give any feedback on the decision
you
that we took.
You are not listening. And you arrived late and then you never heard what we have spoken here.
No, but it doesn't matter.
And,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And the Honorable Waters have actually said exactly all what you are trying to
but
say.
But then, we are saying it 10 times and we're full of
yes, but I mean, it's, all what I'm saying is, you are trying to hijack a meeting that is planned and aimed to do something else. Because of your own interest that you are making as if it is personal interest.
It's not
when it is interest of the country, you are making it to be like your personal interest. You see, now I'm saying that we'll organize the meeting next week. We'll have to actually find out of the days that are outside Tuesday because Tuesday is a planned meeting of this committee.
Cancel.
There is
yes.
Something.
Please.
If that is what you think we should do, then it is not going to happen. We're not going to cancel a meeting. That it is planned, it is already submitted there. We'll organize another day outside the Tuesday. And then we'll communicate to members for their availability. It doesn't help.
I just want to come with a solution.
No, but what I'm saying is it doesn't help.
Chair, I just want to come with a solution. We want to proceed with the meeting as we want to proceed with the meeting. It's very important.
Proceed, speak.
Yeah, Chair, I'm proposing that because all of us were here, let us come with a proposed date. If Tuesday committee members agree that it must be Tuesday, let us be Tuesday. If committee members suggest that no, Tuesday, let us proceed with what we have planned to do, let us have another date on next week, Chair. So I don't think it's very difficult to take such a decision. Once we agreed on the date next week, Tuesday, then we'll allow the department to present in front of us. I'm sure they are bored now. They're not even interested in what we're talking about. But we must talk about next week. It's Tuesday or Friday. We are ahead of the 24 hours. I don't know what is this fight that you are fighting for, Chair.
You see, honourable members, you see, you may have a push from your side as much as you want, but you must respect other honourable members who are committee members here. If you just stand up here now and say Wednesday, then members tell you that we are not available on Wednesday. Then say Friday, then members just say to you, we are not available on Friday. And any day, that's why I'm saying to you is that when you organize a day for this particular thing, we need to lobby members for their availability on that particular day. You see? Put a date. Honorable Hussein.
Next week Tuesday.
No. Next week Tuesday we have got an argument. It's a planned meeting of the committee.
Next week Wednesday.
Next week Wednesday, then who's supporting it?
Dambuza?
No. Friday, Wednesday, we are in another committee. Friday. No.
Thursday, there's no this week. There's no caucus.
That's why, honourable members, I'm pleading with you that you must allow us to coordinate that day and communicate to yourself, because there are few things that you have to do to persuade you to attend that particular meeting. Otherwise, you are going to have people to refuse and say, we are not available, we are not available.
What is on the agenda on
Tuesday? I will propose that let us not talk about a day. We will organize a day next week. We will organize a day, we will lobby you. And until we've got majority of you agreeing on that particular day, then we communicate and then so that we have the meeting.
Chairperson,
you see,
I lobby to my colleagues from ANC. Friday they will be available. Next week Friday.
Yes. Which Friday?
Next week Friday. All of them that are saying they are available. If one is not available, majority will be. That's all.
Dr. Siswana, I think, used to work in Deputy President Halima Mutante, and then he went to the security cluster, but he's now available, so he's also joining my office. So those are two people I wanted to talk to about. But the second point, Chairperson, I wanted to talk to, the chair made a reflection about the Constitutional Court judgment, which had impact on our department. I think we have to come back with the whole international migration policy to discuss that when the time allows. But what I want just to, Chairperson, assure honorable members that, you know, the human rights lawyers had pursued one of the clauses in our International Migration Act, where they felt it took away the rights of asylum seekers. If us, Congress, we determine their application, and when, especially when we reject it and deport, and they felt, you know, in terms of our constitution, it's important to make sure that we allow the courts to make the determination. So hence it was said, whoever is detained should appear before the courts within 48 hours. So I fully agree with the perspective that it put pressure, but also we felt it further strengthens our commitment to the human rights of asylum seekers when on our shores, because it allows the court to concur or to review otherwise. So the human rights lawyers are working with us, but on the government side, the Minister of Justice and Constitutional Development came on board, and he made sure that you know, special sitting take place, a special court sit for longer hours to deal with the backlog, and that is on track. When we report, we'll be able to give the actual statistics of the work what that has been achieved. But basically, in short, we gave a command to all our officers that we should comply immediately, and with the assistance of the department, the Minister of Justice and the department, we are complying. The court has given us an option to determine the date when we can do it. We felt it's better to wait to do it immediately. If there are challenges, then we can go to court and account as to the rate at which we're going. So we're working on it. It's, we are complying with that constitutional judgment. There's also something, you know, still within the International Migration Act and our policy. Honorable members, I think, number one, we have to accept that it's work in progress. We shouldn't be taken aback whenever circumstances demand that we make a review. It's a new terrain, it's new to all of us, and the whole world is focusing on international migration. And I think there's pressure coming from the North in particular, where they are taking a clear stance in some instances where they say they don't want migrants, or people are seen suffering in different parts of the world. So just to report, Chairperson, that just yesterday we were with the Minister of Migration from Canada for the same reason. They are also reviewing their laws and policies. They were in their offices. They were looking at virtually everything. And they met with us. They'll also be going to Ghana and one other country. So we had a good discussions with them. And we were the cooperation where their agency on the border management agency will be assisting us, so that we continue to, once the parliamentary processes are over, we continue to implement certain aspects of securing our borders. And also, we agree that there are things we can agree upon immediately, the vulnerability of women and children, and take extra measures. I'm happy our provincial measures are here, because it's one area where we need to take extra measures without looking at cost to make sure that in our borders, women and children are protected. They are not prosecuted or trafficked by drug lords and all other characters. So that's one area. But also last Friday we participated in a special panel with helping the president during the visit of Senator Johnson Ellen Stanley. I think the relevance for us is to look at what we can begin to do in preparation for the African Union Protocol Vision 2063. One of the things we will be doing with them is to sign the visa waiver agreement for senior government officials. And we have done that 2 weeks ago with the minister from the DRC. So we're looking at the whole of Africa saying whatever we can begin to do, regional cooperation, that it's a good start so that we're not overwhelmed with the cooperation that we are expected to have as countries within the continent. So I just thought I should reflect on this high-level visit, which talk to the core of our work, really, international migration, border management issues, and the review of the visa regime, so that it enables and facilitates migration for development and skills, while focusing also on the security aspect. So it's that balance that, as we talk, we're all looking at. With regard to our provincial leaders, I'm getting, maybe Chairperson, the last point, I just want to assure you that as soon as you invite us, we will really cooperate. Of course, as I was sitting here, I couldn't commit to anything. I don't know what is in my diary. It changes all the time. And I will plead to Chairperson that you get a date that is suitable, because the issue at hand is too important to raise the emotion and flag it when we do not have time to do it. The first one I was debating at the NCOP in the afternoon. I had started earlier with the meeting on the funding of political parties. I was in the meeting which was looking at the review of the Refugee Act, and I still had to work on the paper for 2 o'clock to debate at the NCOP. So it was unfortunate. The second one, I was asked by the Minister of Foreign Affairs to lead a South African delegation to Germany on migration and development. She felt it was more on home affairs. She said, you'd rather go. So it was unfortunate that the dates were not suitable. And given the importance of the matter, I really felt it's something which we must plan for it and make sure that we all prioritize it. And so we'll await your call, and we'll cooperate as much as important. Important for all of us. Thank you.
Okay. The provincial manager of North Cap.
But Chair,
can you see that on?
Chair. Sorry, I thought the minister was introducing those 2 advisors. We thought we were going to see them. They're not yet.
No.
I do want to bring them. I anticipated today that might be the weather, but it's so
good. I hope that honorable members have got the presentations in their hands.
Honorable Chair, honorable members,
Honourable Minister of Home Affairs, Professor Mkhize, DDG IPS, Mr. Mabuso, colleagues, we don't have